Thank you and good morning. Hoopa tribal officials have called in help from the federal government to investigate suspected incidents of arson that have resulted in a higher than normal number of fires in and around the reservation this summer. The Bureau of Indian Affairs lists Hoopa as a top five region for arson-caused fires, and BIA crews have already battled numerous lightning-caused blazes, along with 30 suspected human-caused fires, including the Sugar Bowl fire that closed Highway 96 earlier this summer. Fire crews from the BIA and other regions of the country have been brought in to assist, and tribal leaders say that any tribal member who commits an act of arson that threatens homes and property will be expelled. Evacuation orders for residents in and around Weaverville have been lifted by CAL FIRE as progress is made battling the Oregon Fire. The blaze has scorched some 580 acres, a lower estimate than on Monday, and cooler temperatures and less wind have helped fire crews gain containment, which now stands at 45%. More than 1,800 personnel from local, state, and federal agencies are on scene, along with four helicopters in the air. One structure has been destroyed, and one local road has been closed to all but local traffic. Ground crews will continue to work on containment lines and begin mop-up operations. The California Highway Patrol and the Eureka Police Department want drivers to use caution now that the new school year has kicked off. Thousands of school children, along with students at Redwoods and Humboldt State, will be in transit, and the CHP wants to remind drivers that the speed limit in school zones is 25 miles per hour. Captain Adam Yeager of the Arcata Area Command said that the CHP will increase the patrol presence in school zones, and they will keep an eye out for speeders, distracted drivers, and those who put pedestrians in danger. Eureka Police urged drivers to be cautious within school zones because children are very unpredictable pedestrians, and remind drivers that red flashing lights on a school bus mean that traffic must stop in both directions. Officers from the California Highway Patrol Garberville Station are investigating two deadly vehicle collisions that took place over the weekend. On Sunday morning, the CHP responded to a report of an ATV accident on private property outside of Laytonville. 35-year-old Travis Edwin Lee of Brattleboro, North Carolina, was riding a highly modified racing ATV on a private track when he lost control and slammed into a boulder. Lee was thrown from the ATV and suffered major trauma to his torso and head. A passing motorist noticed Lee's body alongside the roadway, notified a resident, and emergency personnel responded. Lee was pronounced dead at the hospital. The second collision resulted in the death of a 42-year-old Rio Dell resident who was riding eastbound on Matole Road. For unknown reasons, the driver allowed a bike to leave the roadway, was ejected, and suffered fatal injuries. The driver was wearing a helmet at the time of the crash, and impairment has not been ruled out as a contributing factor. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Blue Lake Rancheria Tribe wants to help the Sheriff's Office purchase new tablet computers for patrol cars, and the Board of Supervisors will discuss the issue at today's meeting. A 4/5 vote is needed to approve the staff recommendation for the $100,000 donation proposed by the Rancheria, and the Board is expected to approve that donation. Any donation made to a county department in excess of $200 must be approved by the supervisors. The board will also formally accept $124,000 in grants and donations for the Humboldt County Library to be used for operating expenses. Individual donors, friends of the library, and community-based foundations contributed to the donations. If you know of an individual or an organization that deserves some recognition for their community service or an act of kindness or heroism, the Red Cross would like to hear from you. The Red Cross is accepting nominations for their annual awards dinner, in which they honor the life-saving efforts of individuals or for an act of kindness performed for a fellow community member. Nominations for a person or a group that has performed an act of heroism or kindness will be accepted through November 5th. You can get more information about the Heroes Recognition Luncheon by contacting the local Red Cross office. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather warning for visitors to local beaches. A heavier-than-normal swell will result in larger waves at southerly-facing beaches with stronger-than-normal currents. Surfers and divers should use extra caution when in the water and be prepared for changing water conditions. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.